underwear. The crumpled miniature awaits his master's shaping skill. Makes language a habitual gesture whose sotto voce recreates the alter ego of a painted smile. An empty papier-mâché head, loose wooden limbs, bright swivel eyes are jerked to life each time the master plots his exercise, rehearsing both parts of the mime, the words he speaks, the words he never said. Speech glides with unaccustomed ease. Deft practiced hands pull strings and tie performer to his clown. The master's wide, unblinking eyes, fixed head, slack jaw, conceal the lie. The puppet's mouth moves freely on its own. The scripted lines no longer rhyme. New phrases improvise a rhetoric.
I say, say, say!
The thin sounds screech. The dummy talks. The glazed ventriloquist is dumb. Tongue stopped. His lower lip hangs from a thread. Stiff servant hands repack soiled linen in a makeshift bed. Clasps fumbled lock the suitcase lid. Inside, the dummy suffocates, but still the muted voice repeats.
I say, I say, I say, I say!
We change now to a pastoral mood.